You're listening to Enterprise Software Unwrapped, an audio download from Information Age and sponsored by TIBCO. Enterprise Software Unwrapped is a series of six short audio programs produced monthly, in which we explore some of the current issues and emerging technologies in enterprise software today. To find out more, and for details on how to automatically receive updates direct to your MP3 player, visit information-age.com/infocasts.
Recent years have been a productive time for business strategists, enterprise architects, and software developers. The advent of service-oriented architecture principles and the growing maturity and availability of development tools based on web services standards have enabled them to work together more effectively than ever before. Thanks to SOA, they now share a common vision of how business processes can be constructed and a common language in which to express them. And thanks to web services, the reuse of legacy code is much simpler and the integration of new code much quicker. By some measures, organizations that have become adept at deploying SOA and web services typically deliver new business services 40% faster. They are more responsive and agile enterprises. But this is only the beginning. Today's SOA projects are still relatively simple. Narrowly defined exercises executed by discrete development teams working within the parameters of the same development environment. The real potential of SOA lies in the near future, as organizations widen the scope of their projects, building composite services from more widely distributed resources, with larger teams of developers working together across heterogeneous development environments. First, though, companies must find a way to manage this world of heterogeneous software components and tools. With the release of its new product, Active Matrix, TIBCO is setting out to solve this problem by pioneering a new concept the company calls service virtualization. According to Stefan Fairstam, TIBCO's Director of Customer Marketing in Europe, service virtualization is a little like storage virtualization. In the storage world, virtualization makes multiple different disks look like one single storage device. Service virtualization does the same thing for services that make up a composite application, knitting them together through a single centralized management console. It does not replace the .NET or Java engines that an enterprise is already using, but simply hosts them within a new architecture. In other words, service virtualization will create one set of seamless code resources from an enterprise's many different code bases. It is a major step forward for enterprise service delivery, says Fairstam.
While in the past, many of these benefits have been available within isolated platforms, such as within application service or for that part, even within corporate environment, what is new now is that a new breed of service virtualization platforms is emerging where these benefits are created in a standard ISO environment and extended across technology platforms, such as .NET and Java, as well as across deployment topologies, so that as you create and build services within a virtualized service environment, you can actually pick your technology of choice and you can decide your deployment topology later on. It's not coded.
This new ability to choose will not just benefit developers either.
I think the good news is that most of the parties involved in SOA planning, building and execution are going to benefit from a virtualized service environment. And the reason for that is that the promise of SOA is that you can take a high-level architecture and you can decompose it into individual services and then you can just operate that. But the reality is not quite so simple. In many cases, the real implementation of SOA involves compensating for the fact that multiple technologies are used and that technology deployment is never as easy as it looks like from an architecture point of view. So from an architecture point of view, a virtualized service environment will make it a lot easier to make the ideal architecture actually become the real architecture. For the developer point of view, it means that they can focus a lot more on building core business logic and much less on compensating for differences in technologies, for example, in the mix.NET and Java environment. And finally, from an operations point of view, it means that a lot more power is now given to the operational management of the SOA infrastructure. So it becomes much easier to adjust the behavior of the environment when new needs arise.
In many ways, TIBCO is breaking new ground with Active Matrix. Service virtualization still isn't widely acknowledged as the way forward for SOA by other development tool vendors. And TIBCO itself isn't normally associated with the world of code cutting. Still, analysts such as Neil Masseter of Masseter Ward Dutton seem to think that TIBCO is onto something.
TIBCO has definitely identified real issues that are going to be faced around service-oriented architecture, and I think you can characterise those in three ways, or the three aspects to those problems. The first is really around the heterogeneity and the fact that services are being deployed in multiple different environments, different application containers, which are providing different capabilities to the runtime in terms of things like session and transaction management. And that's a problem that needs to be addressed. The second issue is really around the disconnect that's existed between development and deployment. So, you know, application capabilities are packaged up and then almost thrown over the wall to deployment. And when you're dealing with that in a heterogeneous environment, that becomes an even bigger challenge. The final issue is really around enforcing consistency. So ensuring that the way that messages communicate, services communicate, how they're secured, how they're authenticated, how they're authorized, needs to be consistent. And again, that's a challenge because most of the focus on consistency has been focused on the design time consistency and not the runtime consistency.
But is Active Matrix really the answer?
The vision that TIBCO has outlined with Active Matrix and this notion of service virtualization certainly has the potential to address these challenges. They have the notion of a common messaging infrastructure and a common policy enforcement infrastructure through the sort of messaging bus, which can certainly deal with the consistency should help to deal with the consistency issue. They've also got this notion of containers, different containers connected to that bus, which have a common approach to providing these container-like capabilities around transaction and session management. So a container for Java, a container for .NET that have the same core set of capabilities. So again, that addresses the second challenge. And then really the third challenge in terms of development and deployment is something that they're really exploiting some of the capabilities that have come from something called service component architecture, which is an initiative from the likes of IBM, BEA, SAP and others, which is really about providing a more declarative approach and a way of packaging service capability in a way that it can be more easily deployed, in a way that you can deal with changes in that environment in a declarative fashion.
With independent voices such as Masseter's offering such a rosy view of service virtualization, it's tempting to try and look elsewhere for the catch, the obstacle that will prevent service virtualization from being easily exploited by organizations. However, perhaps not surprisingly, TIBCO argues that there are, in fact, relatively few obstacles to service virtualization adoption, the only major one, perhaps, being fear of the unknown.
Virtualized service environment is a new type of technology, and it's an infrastructure technology. So it does require buy-in from IT management, architect, and operations. However, since this new breed of service virtualization environments are based on standardized SOA technologies, they do not have to be implemented all at once. They can be implemented in a piecemeal fashion and then extended as the needs arise. So it makes it easy to start small and to build on from there while keeping perfect interoperability with other environments within the company.
Is it really this easy? Masseter welcomes TIBCO's support for standards with an Active Matrix, but he isn't convinced that service virtualization will be quite as straightforward as the company suggests.
There are certainly a number of standards that are incorporated within the Active Matrix proposition. The core messaging infrastructure is based around something called JBI, Java Business Integration, which is, as the name suggests, a Java standard. Clearly, it's based on the web services standards at its core, and interoperates with a variety of messaging standards, things like JMS. So I think this is a standards-based approach exploit standards to help address this issue. But in the end, it's ultimately a TIBCO product with TIBCO capabilities that can connect out into other environments. But Matrix itself is a self-contained set of capabilities.
But does this mean that deploying service virtualization will be as simple as buying an Active Matrix license?
Wish that would be the case, but in reality there are a number of challenges that organizations are going to face. I think first of all is organizations are going to have to look at where they are on their service-oriented initiatives to determine whether that investment is justified currently. If you think about where a lot of organizations are currently, it's largely at departmental level, project level solutions rather than the broad enterprise scale initiative. And if you think about many departmental style solutions, they're based on much more of a common platform. They're more self-contained, and therefore the benefits that you would get from a solution such as Matrix aren't immediately apparent. So I think that would be the first issue I would suggest. The second issue is that ultimately, this requires a shift in thinking in the way that organizations think about the development to deployment lifecycle, to the way that they think about the policies they need to apply. Who has ownership of those policies? How do they control them? How do they ensure that they reflect the way that ultimately, or the constraints that the business wants them to operate in? How are you going to manage and monitor this environment at a higher level? So there are a number of issues around Matrix that you need to address before you think about putting the platform in place.
It should be no surprise to discover that a technology as potentially beneficial as service virtualization will require little effort to be made to work. In the world of software, as elsewhere, there is no gain without pain. So the question is, will the pain be worthwhile? According to TIBCO, when service virtualization's benefits are put in the balance next to the effort required to realize them, the effort for most companies will certainly be worthwhile. After all, with service virtualization,
developers can focus more on just building core business logic as opposed to compensating for differences in architecture and difference in technology platforms. This means that services are more easily promoted, reused, and changed across departments, because security policies and communication over web services messaging is now configured and is not coded into the service. Also, administrators become much more productive because service and policy configuration, deployment and management are done centrally, not separately for each application server, ESB, or orchestration engine. This means that the whole SOA environment becomes more agile and can rapidly support new business needs while accommodating rapidly changing operational need. So it's about delivering the value that SOA promises but often fails to deliver.
Given the tremendous effort and investment that many organizations have already put into their SOA creation, a service virtualization technology that ensures they reap the full benefit of these efforts ought not to prove to be an investment too far.